commentaries are for entertainment only. The views and opinions expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at kfarradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruse. If you want to call in, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. And today, the Open North American Sled Dog Race Championship start.
it's a hard thing to say.
The ONAC.
The ONAC.
ONAC.
Yes.
And in the studio with me is Melissa Burnett.
Yes.
And you are a member of the
ONAC team.
That's right.
That's right. I'll be, so we'll be hitting the trail. I'll be at the 2 mile checkpoint. I'll also be doing the 17.5 mile checkpoint, which will turn.
On the way back.
Yes, on the way back. And then it'll turn into the 24 mile checkpoint on Sunday, as it is a longer race on Sunday. So.
What time does it start today?
1 o'clock.
So 20 today, 20 tomorrow.
Yep.
25 on Sunday.
Yes. And it's going to be a lot of fun. If you want to come, you can spectate Mushers Hall. Creamer's Field's a good spot. You can also go, this is the Cush spot. So don't tell anybody I told you this, but this is the Cush spot. You go to the fairgrounds, you take the back road to the back parking lot, and you go park back down there. Now, you're going to have to climb down that little ravine. It's not very, it's like maybe a foot or two. You got to climb down it. You get onto the trail right there, walk up a little ways, and you'll find a clearing. And that is the perfect spot to kind of be in the middle of all of it. You'll see I'm coming and going.
Where are you going to be?
I'll be at 2 mile. I think it's about 4 miles in is where it's at. Little wooded area, and it's actually two checkpoints. So we get going out, we're 2 mile, coming back in will be the 17.5 right before they hit the ramp and get ready to go back into the Mushers Hall. So we're kind of right there at the beginning or end.
Where do you drive to hike in from?
I actually go to the Mushers Hall and we snow machine in from there. So I get the snow machine.
Oh,
Wendy,
you're
now
special.
Yeah. So that little Cush spot I told you about, that's Wendy's spot, and she will actually be out there, and she will be working that awesome spot, but she does have to trek in. She has to, like I said, go down that little ravine, walk up the trail a little bit, and get to that little spot. So if you do that, you'll be there with her. Chris just had to come save your butt.
No, I was going to say, I have to make a confession to you. I had one job.
And you failed.
I didn't push that one button.
So nobody heard that.
Yeah, I know. So start from the beginning. We are doing the Open North American Sled Dog Race.
Yes.
I am in the studio here with Melissa Burnett, Rock Candy. She's also at 2 mile.
Yes, and 17.5 on the way back. Going to be a lot of fun. Come out to the Mushers Hall. You can watch from Creamer's Field. You can also watch right behind, I told you, that Cush little spot. There's a Cush spot right there behind the fairgrounds. You just got to go into that back parking lot, and you go to the back there. You got to climb down that little ravine. I say climb hesitantly. It's like 2 feet that you got to drop down.
Don't bring a dog.
Please leave your pets and dogs at home.
Yep.
One, it creates a ruckus. Two, it makes it very dangerous.
Yeah.
The sled dogs do get distracted, and if they see your pet, they probably will veer off the trail, and that is not a good thing. We want to keep these dogs focused. They want to keep them on the trail, so no distractions.
A good friend of mine growing up, he's about 10, 11 years old, and he was telling me one time he was back in there with a snow machine and didn't realize what he was going to run into.
Yeah.
And boom, the dogs just went off to the side and stopped.
Yeah, and they do. And it can create a pretty hazardous situation, especially because, I mean, you've got 20 teams out there running after each other. They're starting at about minute and a half, 2 minute increments. So they're one starts, 2 minutes later, here's another, 2 minutes later, here's another, and they catch each other really fast.
Now, you see, the first part of my show was a test for Chris, because before, I went into he's in from Anchorage, and I said, you know, Chris, your job is to make sure the radio's on.
Well, see, here's the thing. Before you say he was listening, he probably got the phone call on his cell phone.
Yeah.
The
everyone's running down here. We're special.
Our cell phones start blowing up because all the alarms are going off. You're off air.
Let's see something.
Did you get a text message?
No
messages. No,
I got three.
You got three. We can't hear you.
I know. Oh, my goodness.
That's live radio. There you go.
I knew that would make you happy from the last time that was your fault. This one was mine. So.
I still claim last time was your fault, too, so there you go.
But, I recorded my Fairbanks Foodie Show earlier.
Right.
And, you're ready to go, and you don't realize you're not ready to go.
Well, what's funny is when you don't have a guest and the hover starts, by my office, all of a sudden I start seeing an arm, then I see the toe.
I compliment you.
Yep, then there comes
first thing, a compliment.
And what did I turn around and say? I said, what do you want?
I need you for 15, 20 minutes. you look great in teal.
Yes, exactly. You said that like three times.
Yeah, we were supposed to have Nick Nugent on today, and we're going to put him on Wednesday. We're doing the early history of Wean Air, Alaska. But he caught a cold or something. So
not feeling good. Thank you, Nick, for keeping it at the house and then keeping it there. We appreciate that.
And Nick being Nick, he goes, I could call in. I go, no, we have great synergy in here. You're not calling this one in, buddy. We'll do it on Wednesday on a history day.
Yeah, there you go. Today's about ONAC. So make sure you go out and watch it.
How many locations will you be broadcasting from?
Oh, goodness. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So we have 7 checkpoints.
Chris and Michael Dukes came up from Anchorage to do this.
Yes, and Dukes will be broadcasting the whole thing. So if you want to listen to it, like you don't want to come watch, maybe you're working, you do want to listen, right here, KFAR Radio, you can listen
660,
live.
660-97.5.
Yep.
KFARradio.com.
There you go. See, listen right here. Michael Dukes will be broadcasting live the whole thing from the Mushers Hall. And every so often, he'll send it on over to us on the trail. We'll tell you what's up, what's going on, how many dogs have been in front of us, if any. We'll start about 12:45. We'll actually start with the broadcast. I think the broadcast actually will start 12:30. Us at the checkpoints will come on about 12:45. We'll kind of do like a round robin, let you know where we are, what's going on, things like that. And then the race will start promptly at 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
What's the typical time it takes them to go 20 miles?
About hour and a half to 2 hours almost about is what it is. It'll take a minute, especially. So luckily I'm at that 2 mile, so I'll get them right away.
Mm-hmm.
But I won't see them again at that 17.5 when they come back around. It'll probably be a good 90 minutes before I see the first team again. So it's you will be surprised if you've never paid attention to ONAC and the races that go on in that little area. You think it's a little area, but it's Creamer's Field, Fairgrounds, that whole inside Farmers Loop area right there is a whole big trail system.
Yeah.
So they are, it's 20 miles, 30 miles worth of trails back there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what they're trekking on, and it takes about 90 minutes to finish the thing.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's fun, man, especially when the dogs come through, the teams come through.
Mm-hmm.
First off, the dogs, that's, you want some enjoyment? Just watch these dogs run.
Yeah.
Like, their tongues out, tails wagging.
It's what they're built to do.
Oh, man.
PETA, go to heck.
Yeah, seriously, PETA, just get out of here.
Go to heck.
Yeah. And then the mushers, though.
I'm glad I can say that.
Yes. And what's really great is the mushers. They're so animated, and they want to know. They want to know where the person is in front of them, where, if you know anything about who's behind them and how far they are. And we have that information for them. So, like, they'll yell at us, or, like, they'll be like, we need a beer, and so we meet them at the end with a beer. It's so much fun. And the racers have a great time. The dogs have a great time. Us out on the checkpoints have a great time. Spectators, bring the kids, have some fun, stay off the trails. Don't bring your dogs. And just enjoy
Have a fun time.
Yeah.
Bring your lawn chair.
Yeah. Make sure you dress warm, Bring your lawn chair.
It's Alaska. It's going to be 20, 25 above, but you're going to be sedentary.
Bring your radio with you, or you could just download the KFAR radio app on your phone and keep that with you.
Make your date haul in the kegerator.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. We may have some beverages of choice out there on the trail, some hot dogs barbecuing, and we pull out all the stops. It's going to be a great time.
I'm going to enjoy it. next year.
Yes,
we need. I've pledged myself next year.
Good, and I can't wait to get you on the trail. It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll put you on the radio. We'll make you broadcast.
My rookie start.
Yes, but you know, and that's the thing. So we actually have. So this year is really kind of hectic and special, right? Mm-hmm. So a lot of our longtime announcers and timers are gone this year. Other jobs. Yeah. So doing things with kids, it's a busy week. We got VMAX down in Anchorage doing Alaska State Basketball Championships. Johan's with his son who's doing the Lathrop Championship for dance choir. You've got, you know, like, so there's a few of us out. So we've got a lot of new people out there on the trail. It's going to be great, and they're so excited too. So to be able to bring in new people and just share this love of
experience.
Mushing. Yeah, this experience, yeah. And love of mushing is going to, it's just phenomenal.
You know, it was interesting. I was reading Glenner's email about they're going to be thin down here in the ranks.
Yes. Glenn's going to be the only one here at the station.
Yeah.
it'll be Glenn and then, of course, Chris running the board in here. He'll be doing the switchboard and jockeying.
He has one job, as I talked to this morning. Make sure everyone hears it.
Yes. Make sure
everyone
hears it. Yeah. He's you know, if he screws up, that says a lot because he's kind of our engineer.
Yeah, he is. He's always the smartest man in the room when he walks in.
He is the smartest man in the room. So if it's not working when he's in here, you got a problem.
That's why I was in his office. He came in from Anchorage. You got one job today.
Yes, make sure at all.
He's being very polite, smiling at me, like not telling me to get the hell out, but he was telling me to get the heck out.
He really was. Yeah. He truly, really was.
Yeah. Like I mattered to him in the whole skookum ideas of life. Not a bit.
Not a bit. Not a single solitary bit.
So, how many teams are in it?
So we've got 20 today, and the teams are anywhere from like 9 to 20 dogs, I think. I don't.
Wow.
There's some big teams out there.
When's the Junior North American?
I do believe that was last weekend.
Okay.
Yeah, last weekend was the Junior North American, and that was really cool, too. Put a bunch of banners up for them, and they had a great time. Seeing the kids do this,
yeah.
I think
next generation.
Yeah, it's the next generation of mushers coming up. You're going to see these guys, you know, if they don't stick with the sprint mushing, they'll turn into long-distance races. They'll turn to Yukon Quest. They'll go Iditarod. We'll see some of these kids up in the ranks one of these days doing the bigger things, and it'll be awesome to see.
I always say that Fairbanks is the mushing capital of the world.
It is.
It just is.
Well, and you know, it's one of those things that I don't want to say it's dying, but it kind of is. You know, it's not like it was in the old days. And so to see sports like this keep it alive is amazing.
Yeah. Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 907-458-TALK. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Hey, Fairbanks, Les Nichols with Fairbanks Nissan. Someone asked me recently if I would match an alternative service facility's $399 brake job. I told him, no. A brake job at Fairbanks Nissan is only $299 all the time. And we work on all makes and models, not just Nissans. And with the money they save, they could also get an oil change, a multi-point inspection, have their car washed and vacuumed out because we have a full-service detail department. And our technicians don't just have ASE certifications. They also get regular factory training and continuing education to make sure they're at the top of their game. We can pick you up and drop you off, or we can pick your car up and drop it off. If you need a car to drive during your service, we have a rental fleet. Need tires? If you buy three, we'll give you the fourth for a dollar. You can set an appointment online, get text message updates, and pictures of the process. So we cost less than the alternative, offer more, with ASE and factory-trained technicians. Oh, and we're fast. Make an appointment online today at lessaysyes.com. That's lessaysyes.com.
$299 brake job is our everyday price. Fairbanks Nissan is a full-service dealer for the people. All makes and models are welcome. Teachers, active duty military, and first responders can receive a 10% discount on labor. See dealer for details.
Show your love for ice fishing. Enter the Frontier Outfitters Ice Fishing Photo Contest. You can win a $50 gift card every Monday. It's easy. Just upload your favorite ice fishing photo to their Facebook page. Visit Frontier Outfitters for everything you need. Rods to tackle, augers to the right winter clothes. You love to fish? A little bit of ice won't get in your way. Upload your photos to Facebook by April 17th. Frontier Outfitters Ice Fishing Photo Contest. Frontier Outfitters, for your Alaskan lifestyle.
The Fairbanks Clinic has been here for you since 1932, the year Amelia Earhart completed the first female nonstop solo flight across the Atlantic, the year BBC aired their first television broadcast. That was over 90 years ago, and they're still here, still taking care of you and your family. That's the Fairbanks Clinic in their beautiful building at the corner of Cushman and Gaffney. Call and schedule your appointment today with their family care practice. That's the Fairbanks Clinic, here for you since 1932.
Weather brought to you by The Woodway, your steel outdoor power equipment dealer for Interior Alaska. See the full line of steel products at The Woodway today. The Alaskan way, the right way, The Woodway.
KFAR weather.
Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun today, with daytime highs approaching 19. Northeasterly winds around 5 miles an hour. Flurries likely tonight, lows around 7 above. Cloudy skies. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow. Scattered flurries likely, highs around 31. That's your weather on KFAR, 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Eric Height.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Pruse in the studio here. Now it's just me. Again, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. If there's any subject you want to bring up or talk about, give a call. Let's see what we got. Now, here's something special about Fairbanks. Think about this. Including today, we are hosting the Open North American Championships in sled dog racing, basically the World Championships. We had the University of Alaska rifle team win the Collegiate National Championship. We had our cross-country ski team win the Collegiate National Cross-Country Ski Championship. We have our hockey team looking at a berth in the top 16 collegiate hockey teams in the nation. All for that little podunk town in Fairbanks, Alaska. Not bad. Not bad at all, I think. But what the heck? Someone's got to do it, so we might as well. Hopefully our hockey team, the Ice Dogs, do a little bit better this weekend. They took a loss to their arch rivals down there in Kenai, the Brown Bears. They lost there over the week, but hopefully they pick it back up. And we have so many wonderful opportunities here for our own entertainment, what we get to do. And March is the month. You know, I woke up this morning, it's 14 below, and I didn't care because it's 14 above during the day, 14 below at night, and starting tomorrow, it's going to be getting up in the 20s and then the 30s. And before you know it, the snow's getting soft. You're out there cross-country skiing. We just had the Junior National Championships cross-country ski races up here. My goodness. All of that in Fairbanks, Alaska. Here in Fairbanks. So we are an exceptional, lively community. We just had the Tanana Chiefs Conference. And congratulations to Brian Ridley, a really fine gentleman. He was reelected chief, president of Tanana Chiefs. Very fine gentleman, and he's going to do well. He's done well with that organization. He's going to do well in the future. And I enjoy working with him. I've enjoyed meeting him, and just a very fine person. So, but what are you doing over the weekend? What are you going to enjoy? Well, you have the Open North American sled dog races, and what Melissa said, if you're in town, go to the back gate, you know, the back parking lot of the fairgrounds. 4-minute hike over a little hill, a little mound, and boom, great viewing right there. You'll see it. Go enjoy that. Or go hit the cross-country ski trails up at Birch Hill. That's world class. And those they're probably in the best shape they're going to be in because they just hosted the Junior World Championships. So go out there and do it. It's going to be prepared to take layers off if you're out there cross-country skiing. Or go look at the Tanana Lakes. You could go shooting out there, cross-country skiing, ice skating, all the things you get to do there. There's so many things you get to do there. You got a dog? You got a couple dog parks. Go to the dog parks. But the thing is, this is the weekend where we start really getting outside. There's a Alaska outdoor show over there at the mall at the intersection of Airport Road and Cowell Street. Enjoy that. Very good. Hold on a second here. Okay. Our phones are down here. How about that? Well, that's life. we had a in the studio here, before I got here, you had the Michael Duke show being broadcasted from here. He's up from Wasilla, Palmer, Anchorage area. So he's doing a show here, and he had to plug in everything that was used for the phone jacks. He plugged in all of his equipment to get it going. And so just looking at all the equipment here, that was the phone was turned around, and it wasn't plugged in. So I'll fix that. Well, actually, I'll have Chris come in and fix that over the break. And he had one job, and I can't wait to let him know that he failed in that job. Oh, those things that make you happy. So, but this weekend, you're getting out. You're going to enjoy yourself. They're having that Alaska Outdoor Show, that Alaska show, out there at the Govora Mall, whatever you want to call it there, on the corner of Airport Road and Cowell Street. It's today, it's tomorrow, it's Sunday. We're coming into our season. This is why we live in Alaska. March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October. The 8 glorious months, and it's starting now. So enjoy yourself. Make sure you do that. And, you know, Fairbanks Foodies last month was cast iron cooking. This month is, we're talking about tacos. Join me at 5:30 to 6 each Saturday night here on KFAR and learn how to make a taco or learn where you can go get good tacos at and what the specials are and where they're at and what they do. Next month is pizza month. That's right. It's a tough job, but you know, if you have a food show, you gotta take one for the team. So I guess I will. But starting in March, it's our outdoor cooking. We start going out there. Your grills, your smokers, everything out there, everything you got on your deck, what you're going to do, how you're going to enjoy yourself. It's May. This weekend, I'm going to start clearing off the deck, getting the snowpack off, doing all that fun stuff. So, boom, my opening day of the deck is April 1, April Fool's Day. That's the day I start living outside, start enjoying myself. Can't find my sunglasses. So I got to go get my eyes checked to get my prescription so I can buy new sunglasses. Don't know what I did with those over the winter, but they're somewhere. I'll probably find them after I get my new sunglasses, but that's typical. That is normal. What the heck? So we'll do that. But this weekend, enjoy yourself. Get out there. You have the Open North American. Starts this afternoon, 1 o'clock. It's going to be from 1 to... Oh, and it's 1 to 3:30, you know, they take off in 2 to 3 minute intervals, 20 teams. So it'll be, they start at 1, they'll finish at 3, the first people between 2:45 and 3 o'clock. Then you add the sequences of people starting after that. So you have a 1 to 4 o'clock race period. Enjoy it. It'll be broadcasted live from here. Michael Dukes will be handling the broadcast with all the check-in stations. They do this. They really enjoy this. You know, that's what I like about working down here in this radio station. The camaraderie, what they get to do, how they get to do it. And they do it so well. And they let me be a part of it. They really do. You know, this is not what I do, per se. But they treat me well. Whenever I don't push the right button, they come in and make sure that the right button is pushed on this North Korean equipment that Perry Wally bought for me and makes me work out of. Only in Alaska. But this weekend, you have that. We just got done with the junior cross-country ski championships here in Fairbanks, Alaska. Fairbanks, all the volunteers that it took, you know, over 200 volunteers. You even had volunteers taking care of the volunteers. Went off without a hitch. We had some national champions here, some high-place finishers here. Our collegiate cross-country ski team a week ago won the national championship. Our rifle team a week ago won the national championship at the University of Alaska. Ponder that. That's something else. Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 907-458-TALK. I'm going to leave you here with some bumper music. Robert Palmer, Addicted to Love. Not what I would have chose, but I'm not going to bump it off the air. I'll see you in a bit. We'll be right back.
Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine visits East Palestine as air and soil testing continues after the train carrying toxic chemicals derailed there last month.
Municipal drinking water tests continue to come back good.
Ohio has filed a lawsuit against Norfolk Southern Railroad. The state wants to ensure the company pays for long-term testing, as well as any future damage. Plus, multiple apartments in California's Orange County have been evacuated after heavy rain loosened part of the property's yard and sent it sliding downhill.
After 11 atmospheric river storms with more rain on the way, people living in some apartment buildings on top of a coastal hillside in Orange County were told to get out. There was no timeline on their possible return. Chris Duncan is the mayor of San Clemente.
We have another rainstorm coming. The ground is continuing to move.
The area's Congressman Mike Levin said the area is included in the emergency declaration, making impacted residents eligible for assistance.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
Here's your latest on Alaska news. Alaska's economy experienced uncertainty and volatility since the early 2000s. Now, in the 2020s, Robinson cited net negative in-migration as the chief obstacle to Alaska's economic health. Out-migration has remained relatively consistent over the last several decades, Robinson testified, but new people no longer move to Alaska at a rate matching previous decades, and enough to meet the demand for workers. That age demographic consistently reflects that residents in their late teens and early 20s opt to attend college outside of the state. Oil used to be enough to pay our bills, Robinson stated. Sentiment reiterated by Watson, who elaborated on the three legs of Alaska's economy. That would be oil, federal government spending, and other export industries such as tourism, mining, fishing, and air cargo. Currently, Alaska's state gross domestic product ranks 49th out of 50 states, according to recent measurements from the Bureau of Economic Analysis. For more Alaska news, log on to KFARradio.com.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
Here in Alaska, you've never seen a window or patio door sale like this. Hi, I'm Chris Dunn, the local owner of Renewal by Anderson, and this is one of Renewal by Anderson's absolute best sales. For 1 month only, save 20% on every window and patio door, plus take $200 off your entire project. And with our smart pay programs, pay nothing for 2 years. Renewal by Anderson is excited to serve Alaska, and we're really excited to bring you this amazing sale. Before March 31st, save 20% on every window and patio door, plus take $200 off your entire project and pay nothing for 2 years. It's Renewal by Anderson's 31-day sale. Call now and book your free consultation. Call 885-3100. 885-3100. That's 885-3100.
See your world in perfect focus. Keep your eyes in perfect health. Visit optometrist Dr. Rebecca Wilbur for comprehensive family vision care, children's eye care, and emphasis on medical eye disease. An Alaskan native, Rebecca speaks fluent Yupik with a heartfelt desire to serve the Native community. Schedule your appointment. Call the Eye Clinic of Fairbanks team of ophthalmologists, optometrists, and opticians providing medical and surgical eye care, prescription lenses, fashion eyewear, your eye health professionals on Mini Street. Visit eyeclinicoffairbanks.com.
We need cars. That's right. We need up to 150 quality used vehicles to fill our lots, and we'll pay you top dollar. Why trade that clean used car to a dealer or go through the hassle of selling it yourself? Just stop into Affordable Used Cars. You'll get a quick 10-minute appraisal on your vehicle. It's that easy. Plus, at Affordable Used Cars, our sales staff will make sure you always get a hassle-free experience. Remember, nobody beats an affordable deal. Nobody.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Priz in the studio here, and got the phone plugged back in, fixed, so we can take phone calls if you want. We're at 907-458-TALK. That's 907-458-8255. It's a glorious weekend, great weather. Get out and do something. But here's something for you we're going to spend some time discussing. North Pole, the North Pole area. It's an up-and-coming food locations there. They have some good ones there. You know, the first one you always have to talk about is a pagoda. You know, if you want the best Chinese food in the interior, if not the state of Alaska, Benny Lynn out there at the Pagoda. He serves great, great food. Now, oh, about 4 or 5 years ago, maybe six, he put an addition on, and he put a bar. And with the bar, he put in a revised the menu a little bit, and he put steaks on the menu. I mean, very good steaks. And seriously, some of the best in town. Now, they have the ribeye steak and the filet mignon, and they're both exceptional. You know, the toughest decision there is the decision you have to make and which one you're going to have. But they have their daily lunch specials for $19.99. And it's a whole gamut of Chinese food. You want the Mongolian beef. You want the chow mein. You want the mugu gai pan. You want the shrimp with garlic sauce. All that. And it comes with the fried rice. And I always switch mine out for white rice. And your choice of, you get egg roll and your choice of the soup of the day. And so, very good. Very good service. Sports bar in there. Good bar in North Pole. He really provides a very good service, a good both food service and professional service for that community. Another good one that you might not have been there lately, but they remodeled a few years ago and they really did it right, is the Elf's Den. And they have some, you know, they have a restaurant side, they have the bar side with the pool tables and stuff in it. But the menu goes throughout. And their appetizer menu, you can get escargot out there. There's only like one or two places in town. You can get escargot out at the Turtle Club. And you can get escargot at, I believe, Giraldo's. And you can get escargot out there at the Elf's Den. If you haven't tried the Elf's Den lately, you'll be pleasantly surprised. Now here's a secret. The halibut chunks. I don't eat fish, but I've gone out there and people have this really raved about their halibut chunks. So go try, if you're out there for that, if you're out there and you need a good appetizer, boom. They also have nachos, fried oyster, the chicken wings, the spicy chicken wings, steak bits, your shrimp cocktail, your deep fried mushrooms. I really like those. But they also have a great entree menu. Now, a long time ago, one of the Sitter Grockus brothers, the Ranch Dinner House, they had this steak, probably the best in town, that was just the foundation of their restaurant. It was a Tornados of beef. Out there at the Elf's Den, they serve a Tornado. It's a filet mignon breaded with almond breadcrumbs and served with mushrooms and a béarnaise sauce on top of it. And so, again, you get your choice of potato or rice with any meal out there, the salad bar. Again, salad bar, so you get to go choose your own salad. They also have the beef short ribs, otherwise known as Calbee ribs. Really good. They're marinated in a teriyaki sauce. And I just love those things. And they have a great prime rib out there. And where else in Fairbanks or in this town you can get a chicken cordon bleu? There you can. We're going to take a phone call here. Good afternoon. You're on Fairbanks. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
This is Steve, and I'm calling about the Open North American that on Saturday and Sunday, during the Open North American, next door at St. Paul Church, we're hosting an arts and crafts bazaar, and there's no charge for tables. And if somebody's interested in that, they can call Sheila at 907-251-9032. That's from noon to 6, not today, Saturday and Sunday. And all are welcome. It's during the Open North Americans right next door at St. Paul Church.
And what's the address there?
Sure. It's 949 Farmers Loop, 949 Farmers Loop.
Yeah, so you're just down the street.
We're literally next door.
Now, that's wonderful. You're going to get some activity and traffic. That's great. What sort of, have you done this in the past?
We have not. This is the first year doing this, and we're also offering overflow parking, also free.
Boy, you talk about location, 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 and timing. Yeah. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
How many booths are you looking at having there?
I think around 10, but we can add more if needed.
Well, hey, you know, great way to do it. It's from tomorrow and Sunday from 1 to 6?
From noon to 6.
Noon to 6, okay.
Yep.
And the address one more time?
It's 949 Farmers Loop.
St. Paul's Church.
Yep, St. Paul Church. Look up St. Paul Church Fairbanks for the website. You'll find more info.
Hey, thanks. You have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Bye. Yeah, going back to the Elfston, they also serve a great ribeye and a New York steak and a filet. And the filet is served with sautéed mushrooms. But actually, they're chicken cordon bleu. Oh, they tenderize the chicken, flatten it out, mallet it. They take ham, provolone cheese, wrap it up, breadcrumbs, tie it together, bake it slowly or broil it. They got to cook it a little bit fast there. But boy, then their seafood side, they have scallops, halibut, jumbo fried prawns, and stuffed halibut there. So a little bit of everything. They have pasta. They have chicken fettuccine, lasagna, seafood pasta, spaghetti and meatballs. Then they got their burgers, their club sandwich, the gyros, the BLT, the mushroom Swiss burger. Always one of my favorite. But here you go. The prime rib hoagie. That's what I call a double meal. It's a two-day meal. You're going to eat one half of it, then the other half. And they also have the French dip hoagie. Thin sliced, very thin sliced. Very nice. The meatball hoagie, the reindeer sausage hoagie, the ham and Swiss hoagie. And they got pizzas and calzone. Who doesn't like a good calzone? Oh, boy. So anyway, something to go out there and try. Again, North Pole is emerging very well. And they have their own crêperie out there. That's right. They have the North Pole crêperie out there. Of all things, they do that too. So they're on. They're in that mall. They're on Santa Claus Lane, along with the. They have the walk out there, the fire walk. That's there too, and same disconnected as the Pizza Hut building there. But it's in that same ensemble, and you also there, you have the country restaurant there. So in that one location, right there on Santa Claus Lane, right when you pull off across the street, you have McDonald's, and you come to the opening of the North Pole Mall out there in the Safeway. Then next you have the Pizza Hut, the Firewalk, the Country Restaurant, and you have the Crêperie, all there, ready to go, one location. And Fairbanks, with that, we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 907-458-TALK. That's 907-458-8255. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Looking for an Alaskan adventure or just looking to get away from it all? Make a reservation for Manly Hot Springs Resort. Spend your days and nights relaxing in the private, odorless, all-natural hot spring spa house. Explore the quaint town of Manly. Then sit around the fire pit on a clear night under the northern lights and finish your day cozying up in their boutique-style cabins. A perfect location for anniversaries, birthdays, or a relaxing weekend away. For reservations or questions, call 907-385-8660 or find them on Facebook at Manly Hot Springs Resort.
When you love being outside in Alaska, wintertime is just another trail to more sporting opportunities. Gear up with Frontier Outfitters, no matter what it is. Small game hunting, predator calling, ice fishing, and more. You'll find what you're looking for. Guns, ammunition, optics, GPS, traps, snares, and the right clothes. Winter camping necessities as well, and a variety of tents and sleeping bags. Prepare for success. Visit Frontier Outfitters. It's the best start to your next outdoor adventure for your Alaskan lifestyle. Frontier Outfitters.
Fairbanks Urology, an Alaska UroLift Center of Excellence and expert care provider for men's health needs. With Dr. Tony Nima.
Benign prostatic hyperplasia, more commonly known as BPH, is not prostate cancer. 50% of men over 50 have BPH, and that number grows as men get older. UroLift is a minimally invasive procedure that can help with BPH symptoms as well as save your bladder. It is done in the office and does not involve surgery or general anesthesia.
Visit Fairbanks Urology.
Are you looking for somewhere really outstanding for your get-together? Silver Gulch is ready to welcome you. Silver Gulch will be happy to book your gathering, and they can accommodate groups from 20 to 60. It really is a special place, a part of Fairbanks history that all of your guests will enjoy. For more details, call Silver Gulch Brewery today at 907-452-2739 or find them on Facebook. Silver Gulch, in historic downtown Fox.
Weather This Hour brought to you by Long Building Technologies. Make your building the smartest around.
Call Long today to find out about their building intelligence systems that will save you money. 561-3044. Or find out more at long.com.
KFAR weather.
Mainly cloudy skies today with a high of 19. Northeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Scattered flurries likely. Tonight, lows dip down to about 7 above. Cloudy skies. Flurries likely tomorrow. Highs level off around 31. A mix of clouds and sun. Low 30s Sunday, mid 30s Monday. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. We're talking right now about food in North Pole, and they're coming along very well. Now, here's something that they have that no one else has, and it's Outlaw Tamales. I've had the owner of that on this radio station with me before, and she's got a great story. Why did she call? How'd she get the name? Because she started cooking tamales. She's from Texas, and her son lives in North Pole. Worked out at the refinery out there, so she moved up here a while ago. And her son loved her tamales, so she would cook for him the tamales, and it started getting a following. And so what she would do is she would cook up a whole bunch of tamales and she'd sell them in the parking lot out there at the Safeway store out of her car. And the ADEC was always after trying to, you know, catch her for cooking these outlaw tamales. So what's in marketing? So she decided to, you know, come into the clean world, so to speak. So she opened up basically a drive-through, a coffee hut stand there in North Pole. It's right across from the parking lot there of the North Pole Safeway. It's on the east side, and she has North Pole tamales. And I've had her in here. It's not that they're incredible and fantastic. They're so good. They're authentic. They're real. And it's something that no one else in the interior has here. This one lady, it's what she does, and she does it incredibly well. Now, that's the good news. The bad news is she opens up about 10:30, 11, and she closes when she's sold out. And that's usually between 2 and 3. But you can call her up. Just, you know, get on Google Outlaw Tamales North Pole. You can give her a call. Find out what her prices are. Order them, and you can go out there and pick them up. And that's how I do it. She's just a great lady, Outlaw Tamales, and everyone loves them. You can't go wrong with that. Now, here's something for you, too. I look at North Pole as 99705, which is Badger Road, both sides of Badger Road. And they recently had a House of Fire pizza open up on Badger Road, on the near side to us, Fairbanks here. They have two other locations, one in the University Plaza Mall, at the intersection of University Avenue and College Road. Then they have another one in the Northgate Square Mall there at the where Mini Street and the Old Stees. Well, they put in a third one. And the person who did this, he's a doctor, but he had a love for pizza, and he perfected his own style of marinara sauce. So he does that. Now, what they've, you know, whenever you go to one of his locations, they're this top shelf pizzas. And you're not going to be going there and getting a pizza in 10 minutes. They take their time. These are oven roasted, handcrafted pizzas, but they also have the personal pizza lunch menu. And every day from 11 to 2 p.m., 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., you can dine in or take out a 10-inch pizza. And starts out with a cheese pizza. And then unlimited toppings. You decide what you want to have on it, what meats you want, pepperoni, Italian sausage, chicken, bacon, Canadian bacon, all that fun stuff, black olives, veggies. But you get to design it, and they'll have it to you within about 15 minutes. But they have fantastic pizzas there. We're going to take a phone call here. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Randy.
Hello, Randy.
Yeah, well, I like pizza, by the way. Actually, I was calling you about something entirely different. I have called you before about asking about Social Security And the reason I was calling you before about that is because I'm planning to go on Social Security since I'm 68. And the last time I called you, I was trying to find somebody who was of that age or somewhere around there who just decided not to take it. That's kind of what I'm looking for. But anyway, in my process of getting my mind all set to take Social Security and not feeling guilty about it or anything, which I don't think so, I decided to go through all my, I've been doing this in the past few days, going through all my tax records, finding out what my contribution was to Social Security taxes when I first started working in 74 and all through the years, plus the company matches it, the employer, so that combined amount. And then I've been running so each year through a compound interest calculator that I found on the internet, put out by the government, just plug in numbers. And but I was trying to decide, you know, what kind of interest rate should I use? I kind of settled so far, and this is what I'm running this to you, see if this sounds reasonable. The investment rate that I have, you know, if I was to put it to a, if I had put, instead of giving it to the government, if I had given this money to some investment firm or something, I chose 3% compounded quarterly. And for instance, in 1976, when I was working on the pipeline, the total contribution for Social Security from me and my employer was $1,514, and that was 46 years ago. And I put it through the calculator, and today, if I had put that amount of money in a 3% compounded quarterly, I would have gotten $5,987, and I'm doing that for each year. Does that sound reasonable as an alternative rate of return in the private world?
No, it does not. No, it does not.
What do you think?
You should be about 5.5 to 6%.
Okay, I did read.
Well, yeah, that's what your historic rate of return on the PFD is about 5.75%.
Okay.
And the big thing about a defined benefit is they have it at 7%, but they've never been able to achieve that. So that's why they go into they're subsidizing it. It's deficit, and it's a liability. So, but private company, you're looking at 5.5 to 6% right in there, as a long term investment rate of return.
Oh, okay. And what about the compounded part? Compound quarterly.
Compounded quarterly, monthly, annually, however you want to do it. Depends what they're doing.
Okay. Well, I sure appreciate your thoughts on that.
Thanks. Yeah. What do you got planned for the weekend?
We'll have to go back to work tomorrow on Saturday. I've had 3 days off. I took vacation days. This is my normal day off on Fridays, but I've been spending my whole time working on this, going through tax records and trying to come up with a figure. I'm thinking of writing a letter to the editor as a final effort in my search to find that perhaps mythical person out there that decided not to take Social Security. I want to just hear their story before I plunge into Social Security.
Well, you know, if you wait till you're 72, it'll be a higher rate for you. So just a bit, it's all personal, Randy. What's your, you know, once you take Social Security, you're done working.
Well, I plan to keep on working, but I want to reduce my working hours so I can get some other home projects done. I work 5 days a week, and then I can hardly get stuff done. But
yeah, you know,
take Social Security.
I wake up every Saturday morning, and by 7 o'clock, I hit the home chores to get my house clean that, you know, you've neglected over the week, or you got dirty dishes or laundry or vacuuming or bathrooms to clean. And from 7 to 8, 8:30 on a Saturday, that's when I get all that fun stuff done.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's how I do it.
You got your hands full of being the mayor and talk show host and everything else.
I enjoy it. You know, sure? It gives me something to do. Wow. I'm definitely not bored. I'm not a very good person when I'm bored. I a couple of weeks ago, I was down in Juneau for the Alaska Municipal League Board of Directors meeting and meetings down there. And I'm sort of getting bored, so I'm texting, you know, people, you know, my real estate office and down at City Hall, things to do. Look at this. Do this. You know, how about this idea? Finally, the chief of staff texts me back and goes, "You're sort of bored right now, aren't you?" I go, "Oh, yes, I am." So
then you go around sampling all these fine cuisine restaurant places and giving us a good report.
Hey, Randy, someone has to do it, okay? I'm taking one for the team here.
Okay, well, I should appreciate it.
Okay, buddy, you have a great weekend. Bye.
Okay, bye.
But again, congratulations to North Pole because they are emerging as a great food location. Good, you know, there's never enough good food locations. And out there at the House of Fire, they have, he's known for the New York style pizza. He's from New York. It's the thin crust, how he makes it, his ingredients. But he also has a Sicilian style pizza, which is the square, the thicker crust. A different type of dough, and they're all good. I mean, all of them are good. And then he has specialty. One of my favorites there is the Mushroom Madness, and it's mozzarella, portobello mushroom sauce, sauteed garlic, cremini mushrooms, you know, grana padano and Parmesan cheese, green onions. Oh my goodness. Now, here's the question for you, Fairbanks. Is it legal to put pineapple on a pizza? Because one of my favorites is I will say yes, I do put pineapple on pizza once in a while. My favorite pizza is Canadian bacon, black olive, and mushrooms, and you throw a little bit of pineapple on there once in a while. It's great. But the House of Fire, they have a original smoked Hawaiian, which is mozzarella, tomato sauce, smoked mozzarella, Canadian bacon, and pineapple. And they also have the chicken bacon ranch. Oh, my goodness. So ponder those things there. Oh, so many pizzas, only so many years I get to live. But next month on Fairbanks Foodies, and we broadcast Fairbanks Foodies. It's a taped show that I do, but we broadcast it Saturdays from 5:30 to 6. They have a very good ensemble here at KFAR of locally produced radio stations. You have Compos Outdoors. You have The Buzz, which is Joseph and Sam. They own the Tana Herb Company. You have The Doctor, Health, Fairbanks Health. You have The Real Estate Show with Kirk and Lisa Maynard. So you have some very good local products here on Saturdays at KFAR Radio. But this weekend, Open North American, go to the the church next to it and enjoy that. Buy a few things. They're going to be doing that. The Open North American starts at 1 o'clock, so in about an hour and 2 minutes, they're going to be going through the starting line. Kudos and congratulations to the station here. There's 8 radio stations, and everyone jumps in on this. Michael Dukes flew up from Anchorage, Palmer, Wasilla area. He's the director of operations of the broadcast. You have different locations throughout, 6 of them giving you the times and who's going through and everything. They have a great time, great camaraderie. They've already sent them out. They've already had pizza for them here. So they working down here, I don't call this work. They let me hang out with them down here, and it's a lot of fun, very enjoyable. So Fairbanks, it's the beginning of spring. Then we have breakup. It's our spring weather. And so for the next month and a half, you're going to have very good weather. Enjoy it. Get outside, cross-country skiing, walking the dog. My dog, Berlin, he loves this time of year. And you have a great day, and I'll see you on Monday.